for having me.
How are you doing? Al Ganey here. Thank you for being with us.
Doing well.
Well, I'm sure you're getting a lot of interviews, a lot of requests, a lot of questions. I had a person call me today, said, you need to check this out. It's on the internet. They can really make, they're making gasoline for about $1.50 a gallon, but they're charging a so-and-so. There's a lot of stuff out there right now. All we know is, Robert, or rather Andrew, is that we're paying at the pump in our neighborhood about $3.70. Is that about right? $3.65 to $3.75. $4 in the metro Atlanta area, maybe $3.45, the cheapest in our area. That's what people are feeling at the pump right now. What's the solution? What's the answer?
Well, you know, there is no easy answer. You know, the gasoline, the price of gasoline is almost directly linked to the price of oil. About 80% of the price of a gallon of gasoline is linked to the price of crude oil, which is set on world markets. You're seeing crude prices jump up. I think last time I looked was $107 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate, $125 for Brent. You know, that is in large part because other nations are consuming more than they have in the past. China, India, emerging markets are competing with us for resources. And, you know, you're seeing security fears built into a barrel at this point. It's a large part of the spike because of the ongoing confrontation with Iran over their nuclear program. You know, Iran produces 2 million barrels plus a day and have threatened to take that off the market. We've actually threatened to, we are trying to sanction that oil. We're trying to thwart their ability to export it because it's the largest currency earner for that government. So it takes that off the market, but also it threatens, you know, the transport of about a fifth of the world's oil supplies outside of the Strait of Hormuz, which the Iranians have threatened to shut down. So you're seeing a lot of factors converge at this point to really spike up the price of crude, which is reflected in the cost of a gallon of gasoline.
Well, you know, the real, this is Al Ganey, the real issue for me is the fact that over the last 3 years, we've gone, the price at the pump has gone up 99%, call it 100%, yeah, and climbing. That since Barack Obama's taking office. And I agree with Newt Gingrich this morning when he said, or yesterday when he said, Barack Obama is anti-American when it comes to energy. He is not interested in bringing down the price of oil. How would you respond to that?
Well, you know, some in his administration have said that they're looking for ways to wean us off, diversify energy sources and wean us off oil. You know, it's a lot easier said than done. You know, the fact is we are an economy almost wholly dependent on oil at this point. But the fact is, you know, we have a lot of it here. It is not as easy to get to, say, as in Saudi Arabia, where you can essentially punch a hole in the ground and drill. But it is. But we have it. We have it offshore. We have it in shale resources, which are, you know, you guys have probably talked about this on a few shows. You know, it is a huge revolution in our ability to extract gas and oil from shale resources. We have it off coast in Alaska. We have it in you know, different types of shales in western U.S. and Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah. And so there's a lot here. You know, a lot of it's on public lands, and it's been kind of difficult to access. The United States is really starting to boom right now, but all that production is on private lands in North Dakota and elsewhere. And so Gingrich is right. We need a comprehensive energy policy that does, you know, that is conducive, puts a legal, regulatory, fiscal framework that's conducive towards developing resources at home.
This is actually, Bill, just to talk about the speaker and his supply side argument. People are, there's an argument on the left saying that if we increase the supply, if we drill here, drill now, and we create more supply in America, that gas prices still won't go down. Talk to us a little bit about that so folks can understand with all the new technologies and, you know, and older technologies like fracking and different things that we could explore more resources here in the States, how that can bring down the actual price at the pump.
I think a long-term comprehensive policy will show world markets that the United States is getting serious about, you know, how it deals with its energy. You know, right now we do consume a quarter of the world's energy supply, so we, you know, we definitely impact markets. It's not going to be easy. It will take a long time. You know, it's not a faucet you can turn on and off, and that's something I think that this administration just doesn't realize is the amount of capital, expertise, planning, et cetera, that comes to drilling onshore or offshore. It is a long, complicated process, but we do have it. And if we show the world that we're interested in, a developing oil shale in the West, which is, by all accounts, U.S. Geological Survey has estimated there is 800 billion barrels of technically recoverable oil there. If we start to do that, that will markets basically reflect where they think supply and demand is going to be. If the United States shows that it is going to bring more supply on the world market, that it can impact, right now the world is consuming almost as much as producing. If we show that we can bring, 3 to 4 million more barrels a day, which is going to need to happen anyway, the world energy demand is rising that rapidly, it will impact prices in the long term. Is there anything we can do about the price of the pump right now immediately? Probably not a whole lot. They may, I've heard talk about them releasing from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That may have a short-term relief effect, but we need to develop a long-term strategy as a country that includes not just oil and gas development, but energy efficiency, wind, solar, all those types of energy feedstocks have their own problems. Whether it's regulatory issues, siting, permitting. We need to find a way to deal with it comprehensively as a country and get serious about where our energy comes from. And I think if we show the world that, it will the markets will reflect that in the long term.
Andrew Browning, Executive Vice President of the Consumer Energy Alliance. Where do we find out more about your organization?
Well, we are an organization designed to educate and inform and advocate on U.S. domestic energy sources. We have about 170 companies and trade associations that are both kind of consuming entities, such as Nucor Steel, Dow, American Trucking Associations, but also we have most of the major energy producers, oil and gas producers in the country. And so we educate the public. We think an informed public is an important part of the debate. We provide vehicles for the public to engage on public policy debates, such as writing a letter to the Secretary of State on Keystone XL pipeline, to say we're for this. And we have about 300,000 grassroots members, and we have about 25,000 Facebook members. And I encourage your listeners to get online and sign up. We're at www.consumerenergyalliance.org. And we just try to make it easy for the public to understand, to learn about energy, and to be informed about it.
Andrew, thank you very much for being with us. We'll be back in touch.